everyone. We want to share a dream from Sister Yaroslava about heaven. Hello, brothers and sisters. In Christ today, I experienced the experience of traveling to heaven. At night, I went to bed. That it wasn't a vision or a dream, I was really in heaven. Before I got to heaven, I lived a worldly life. I didn't live God's ways. I didn't do His work, and I was like another worldly person, as if I had another life and not really mine. Something happened to me, and I went to heaven. I found myself in a long corridor. There were big doors. The doors at the top were rounded and large, like in a palace, and they were wooden. There were some numbers on the doors. An angel appeared next to me in the form of a young man and took me to the farthest corridor to the last room. I went in there, sat there for a while, and went to other rooms. There were a lot of people in other rooms and a lot of my close friends. I ran up and hugged them all. I was very glad to see them. Later, after the conversation, the angel took me to the courtroom. I saw a huge hall, angels, saints, God on a throne, radiating a bright light. I was very worried in front of him. I don't know how to behave in front of him. I just stood with this angel, and he looked at God. He asked the angels to bring two scrolls, my good and bad deeds. And when God looked at these scrolls, he had a pain and sadness. He was clearly upset that something was wrong, and he said such a thing. Looking at the scrolls, you had such a priceless gift, and you didn't use it. I was allowed to inspect heaven while they made decisions about me, where I should be, in heaven or in hell. I got off the ground and soared above everything. I saw wonderful meadows, fields, a beautiful road. Fiery angels were walking along them. They were preparing for the harvest. I have flown over people, angels, children, and many celestials. The whole sky was filled with music as the vibration of these sounds was everywhere, and it created complete harmony. The wind filled with the Holy Spirit was blowing at me. My loose hair was blowing from this breeze. I was filled with joy, happiness, and complete freedom from the shackles of things on earth. Later, my things from past lives surfaced below as a video clip, but it was not my life, but an unfamiliar worldly person who passed by poor children in a cage, who asked for food and water, past a neighbor, past people God sent him, even past the gift that this person had, but did not use it. I flew over these visions not from my life, but I realized that there were some sins and mistakes of my life in these things. I flew and flew to some high mountain. There were two doors on this mountain that had heaven and hell written on them. I realized that it was time for judgment and that it was time for God to make a decision. I started singing to summon an angel and find out what God's decision was. The most interesting thing is that I called an angel by singing. I see that the angel came up. It was the same young man who accompanied me down the corridor to the room and took me to God's hall. The angel came up to me with a folded paper, and when he unfolded this paper, I was horrified and shocked at the same time. I saw that my road was doomed to hell. I immediately realized that I would not be able to return to earth, even to confess, let alone fulfill God's mission. I thought that someone might pray for me to escape hell, but I understood that no one would pray for me. I didn't want to go there. I knew with my thoughts that I would stay there forever, and there was no other way out. When the angel went to open the doors of hell, I flew over the doors and over the mountain, and when I flew through the doors of hell, when I saw that someone was controlling my flight, I was flying, and the fire just started touching me. I woke up from my sleep with a deep sigh, as if I was underwater for a very long time. I was shocked and scared that I woke up at all. I was glad to be on the ground at all. With tears in my nightgown, I ran outside into the cold to somehow regain consciousness from this horror. With tears in my eyes, I said, "Lord, what did I do? Why did I go to hell?" With such a shock of horror, I couldn't even cry. My legs were shaking with horror for about an hour. After I began to calm down, I felt that I was shown the lives of those who live in the world and those who die with mortal sins and will not be able to change anything there before the road to hell. When you are sentenced, it's very scary because emotions are much stronger there than on the earth. Guys, I just want to share this with you. God bless you.